Hey, my friends, welcome back to Moonshot Entrepreneur. Today, we are going to look at a topic that is so important. And most probably, if you have clicked this content, you might be facing the situation that you are living paycheck to paycheck. And it's really hard, right? I've read this recent article that many people, even though they are making six figures, are living paycheck to paycheck. So it seems to be something very common. And the standard solution for this seems just to be, oh, you know, you should budget. But today I want to look with you at two major ways to break the cycle and not just to patchwork your way through it. So stay tuned as we dig into this topic. Hey friends, welcome to Moonshot Entrepreneur. This is the place where we partner with God to build His custom design calling for our life. In this podcast, you'll get laser focused on aligning your life with God, and you will learn the strategies to implement true change. Along with that, you will also learn to create the time and income for the amazing dreams God has for you. Sounds like a moonshot? Well, set your expectations high, because when we dare to partner with God, anything is possible. I promise you that we're going to have a ton of fun on this journey together. So grab your notebook and pen and pursue with me your God-led life transformation. Let's go. Okay, my friends, let me start today by saying that living paycheck to paycheck can be really an embarrassing thing. And you might wonder why I'm saying this. I'm saying this because I have been there too. I have had a season where I was living paycheck to paycheck, and it's really embarrassing because you sort of make a good salary, you study well, and you start into life thinking that you have more than enough money, right? And maybe that might be also true for a season. I remember very vividly when Emil and I were starting out as a couple, as a young couple, we had enough to put aside. We had enough to fulfill our dreams. And there was never even a thought about not having enough. But there was also then a season in life that hit us hard because we were not used to it and we were not expecting anything like this to happen to us. And it felt like it was a very bad turn of fate, and that there is nothing you can do about it. And when you're in that situation, you also start to think about what you can do. The only thing that I could find at that time was, well, you have to budget. You have to take a hard look at your expenses and try to live a frugal lifestyle. And it was also at that time that I came in touch with a certain movement called the FIRE movement, where people at a very young age are already starting to think about their retirement. And as part of that, they deliberately make the choice to live frugally. Is this the answer? No, this certainly wasn't the answer for me. And I also felt that this wasn't really healthy for us at the time. This might be the answer for some people, but I certainly didn't count myself to that group. And I just want to tell you that there are ways to break the cycle, but it's also very hard. So one thing you absolutely need in this phase of your life, if this is you, is that you need patience. You need a lot of faith. You need to trust God that He will provide for your day-to-day means and for all the things that you think that you frankly see no way how you're going to come up with the money for it. And then you also need a lot of positive thinking. You need a lot of discipline, but you also need a lot of ingenuity. So that being said, there are two main levers that you have in your hand to break the cycle. And it is totally possible, but it will need time. You also need to be willing to use both major levers to break the cycle. So, what's the first lever? The first lever is expenses. Control your expenses. And I'm sure that you have heard about this before if you're dealing with this situation, but there is more to this lever than just budgeting or just, you know, stopping all expenses whatsoever, because that's not possible. As long as you live and breathe, you will have expenses, and expenses are not the enemy either. So I think it is important to remember that. The number one thing you need to do with this lever is identify the cracks in your personal financial system. And to identify the cracks in your system, you need to look at where your expenses are. So either log in to your e-banking system or look at your credit card statement if you do not have a system by itself where you are logging what you are spending your money on. I highly recommend that you have some sort of system to log this in future if you do not have it till now. Why am I saying this? Well, because no matter whether you are living from paycheck to paycheck or whether you are just having money to throw out the window, doesn't matter. You need to log where the money is going. And you can learn a big lesson here from big corporations that have been successful for many years. You won't find one firm that doesn't invest time to log where their money is going, to make budgets, to make plans for investment. There is no such thing as a spontaneous buy with big corporations. You can bet your money on that. No, don't do it, because you will lose all your money if you bet your money on that. So, as I was saying, look at your log, or if you do not have a log, look at your different systems where you're spending money, like your e-banking system or your credit card statements and so forth. Look at the things you spend your money on. And there will be a huge chunk with basic living costs like food, insurance, transportation, electricity, rent or mortgage, or kids that go to school, and yes, tax. All that should be considered basic living cost. And what I want you to do is look at how much does the basic living cost take up of your entire income? Does it take up 50%, 60%, 80%? And the higher you are, the less good it is, right? Because the less money you will have, or the less wiggle room you will have to really impact your expenses. So look at that. Also look at the reoccurring payments like subscriptions, mobile plans, insurance plans, piano lessons, or any sports that you're playing. And look at it and find out if it is possible to pause it for a season, or to renegotiate it, or to find a new plan, so to speak. So these are some ways to create some wiggle room. Then another way to create wiggle room is to look at your debt. What is the interest rate? Can you renegotiate it? Can you refinance it? And here, a general rule of thumb would be to pay back the stuff with higher interest rates first, or to take your debt to another financial institution that offers you lower interest rates. And then you also need to verify whether there are things that you can postpone for another month or a season, or even reduce, like vacation. Can you even go on vacation this year? Or maybe you can have a vacation, but rather in the same country than leaving the country. So these are different ways to look at your expenses and to find out where you have wiggle room. When you find out the things that you have wiggle room with, budget it, write down what you are able to do for the next coming months. You should have a budget for a year at least, for the coming year. When is which payment due, so that you know and that you can plan ahead, because planning ahead can save you a lot of heartache.
But what planning ahead cannot do is help you sticking to the plan. To help you sticking to the plan, you really have to get in your discipline, you have to pray about it, and you also have to make sure that your spouse is also on board with it. But these are some ways to break the cycle of living paycheck to paycheck and build up a good financial cushion. So in summary, when you look at the expenses, what you can do is identify the cracks in your personal financial system and deal with it, take measures, and then build up a cushion. But there is only so much so that you can do with this lever, right? You need another lever too. It's like saying that, okay, you are taking your foot off the brake, but you are still just standing. You are not moving forward. And to move forward, you need to hit the accelerator, right? So how do you do that? And that brings us to the second lever, that is income, right? The second lever is income. And hear me out on this, guys. When I say income, I don't want you to be turned off because you're already working a job, have no time left and all, or maybe you're even working on two jobs. So this is not what I mean. What I mean is, are you putting all your eggs in one basket? Are you relying on one income or even two incomes for your family from one or two single employers? If you are, this is a huge mistake. And here is why I think so. When you're applying for a job, do you only apply for one job or do you apply for several jobs? I think most people apply for several jobs because the more you apply, the higher your chances of getting employed. When you apply for a college, do you apply only to one school or do you consider different schools? Hopefully, you will consider different schools. When you do investment, do you pick just one stock or one company or even only just one country or one industry? No. No, you wouldn't. The advice is actually quite the contrary. The advice is never put all your eggs in one basket. Why? Because the company could go bankrupt, or the country could struggle, or a specific industry could struggle. But the more you diversify your portfolio, the more you diversify the things you do, the higher your chances to get a return and not to risk all your money at once. And the same is also true when you're a business and you are looking at investing in startups. I did that in my previous job. That was my job, to look for my company into startups and to find valuable startups to invest in. And we never just invested in one single startup, but we looked at a whole range of it. And we invested also in a couple of them and not just in one. So do not just rely on one single job, on one single income, because there are a number of things that could happen. You could lose your job. You could have to deal with a situation suddenly where the environment is toxic, or where you are asked to do something which goes against your Christian values or principles. So in that case, you would either have to do it or you would have to change your job, right? And how quickly can you change it, really? And even if everything is fine with your job and it's a great environment, still there is something called inflation that is eating away your money. You need more money to afford the same things that you used to be able to afford 2 or 3 years ago. So for you to rely on just one income for yourself, or let's say two incomes for you and your spouse from just one or two employers, is insane. It's not logical. But still, what I find is that people try to do that and then they just run into more and more problems. So if I really convinced you now, what is the next step that you have to do? Is the answer to get another job? Well, maybe it is, but maybe it is not, because what happens to your freedom? What happens to the time investment? When you get another job, it means you are less around at home. It means you might have to hire someone to look after your kids. You might have to take care of a whole range of other things, and it might be impossible for you to get another job. So another idea could be to get self-employed. Maybe you have an own idea and that's great and that will take off, and you just need some kind of advice how to do it. And then I suggest you stick on listening to this podcast, because there will be a lot more following about that. But maybe you do not have a bright idea. And then the other thing you could consider to get self-employed, so to speak, is to offer your services on a job platform. At the end of the day, that might give you the flexibility you're looking for, because you're finally able to work out of the home when you're offering your services on a job platform. However, the answer here is not for everyone to become a virtual assistant. Why? Because that might not be the highest paying opportunity, or maybe this might totally not be your skills. So please don't kid yourself. Look at what you're good at and which opportunities are the highest paying for the combination of skills that you are able to offer. Another major way of increasing or accelerating your income is by considering investment. And here too, I really want to say, if you have no clue about investment, invest the time to learn about it. It's not rocket science. There are some general principles. I speak about them here in the podcast. You can hear specific episodes about it, and also read some books, get yourself educated, because it is truly possible to make some money with investment, as long as you know how to assess risks. And then the final way of really impacting your income is to inventory the stuff you have and consider what you can sell, what is not useful anymore. And if you have younger children, there are always people who really are looking to take off stuff off your hand and are willing to pay a price for it, be it a pram, be it, you know, high chairs or who knows what. And don't just go and sell your kids' stuff, okay? Also look at your own stuff. Maybe hobbies have changed. Maybe you used to be really active with one line of sport and now you have given it up for several reasons. Try to sell the equipment. Look at the electronic stuff. There are so many things in our homes that we are able to get rid of and make some money along with that. So remember that there are two major ways to break the cycle of living paycheck to paycheck. One is decreasing your expenses, but the big major lever here is increasing your income. I really hope this episode blessed you and was helpful to you. Before you go, I want you to take 5 seconds, join me over at my Facebook group. It's Moonshot Entrepreneur. You will find lots of tips. If you are looking for ways to create more wealth for you and your family, it's a really fun group, and it's one of those rare groups on Facebook where you are able just to gather tips and to understand and learn, rather than a group where everyone is just promoting their own stuff and trying to sell you something. I pray that you're able to break the cycle big time this year. And I pray that you stay wrapped up in Christ's love until next time. Bye, my friends.
Real quick before you go, if this podcast blessed you in some way, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving me a written review for the show over on Apple Podcast. I seriously am lit up every time I hear from you guys. So if this show has impacted your life in some way, just let me know about it. And here's the second thing you can do. Take a screenshot of this episode or of your review and go share it over on Facebook and tag me. God bless as you dare to make the change.